glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, February 29th. 2024. I'm your friend Donna Leland, and have to say a good shout out to all of our leap year babies. Happy birthday, my friend. We pick up our conversation from last week with the Judith Montgomery family, and we talk to another member, Megan Montgomery, and she's an important part, the daughter of Judith, who has been singing with Judith since she was just a little girl. We'll hear some Megan originals as well as other favorites from the Judith Montgomery family. Thanks so much for joining me, Megan, on Mark and Friends.
Hello, Donna. It's so good to be with you all today.
Let's jump right in with your song, Inverted Valleys. That is the title cut off of your latest CD. What was in your thinking whenever you sat down to write this?
Yes, so Inverted Valleys is just a passionate song that no matter what challenges we face in life, we can go through them with Jesus and know that he can invert the valleys to those mountaintops, that even in the midst of our struggles, we can find the joy and overcome anything through Christ.
By faith I trust, I don't have to see the eyes of God. Just have to nod. I will walk in the kingdom of God. I will stand on inverted valleys. I will fly o'er the deepest seas. I will stride through the fiercest winds. I know I have victory. Yes, I know that in the gap stands the impossible you see. But Jesus,
so fascinating. How do people write songs? I mean, they're so creative and it all works out well together. What do you use for inspiration, Megan?
Oftentimes, my best thoughts come from preachers. So I just love sitting at home or even going to church either way and just hearing sermons. And as I listen, I take some special notes that mean something to me. And then I dive into God's word deeper so that I can better understand them and then make connections and there forms a song. So
let's hear another Megan Montgomery original. And tell me about water again.
It means a lot to me, and it's a song that reaches, I think, in a special way to every heart that hears it, because we are all at times needing to have our cup filled with Jesus Christ. We are all sometimes broken, and we have a divot in our cup that needs to be addressed. Maybe there's a crack and there's water leaking from it, whatever it may be. But God knows and understands that. And as we continually to draw closer to Him and allow Him to mend those things, He allows our cup to be filled so that we can be a blessing continually to those around us.
Says you guys are busy, you have full-time jobs, and yet you're on the road 150 plus times a year. What's that like?
Oh, a blast. So it gave us opportunities to build and make connections as a family, because a lot of our vacation time would end up around an event or something of that sort. So we would build in opportunities such as picnics, maybe a theme park, whatever it may be. So on top of just out and ministering together as a family, we would make it as family opportunities as well. But I think the best part is just just being with each other. I think that is a beautiful thing, and not many groups out there have that opportunity to take their whole family with them and travel. So we really enjoyed that time that we had.
And you guys went on a cruise together?
Yes. Yeah, we went on a cruise, and oh my goodness, there's so much fun that can happen on there. My brother and I, we would roam around everywhere all over the cruise, but it was always nice to come together and to sing and to hear other artists as well and make those memories.
Let's listen now to another Megan Montgomery original. Here's Rubble Cry.
Bright rises like smoke from rubble. Another church down, on they go now to destroy the name of Jesus. But they're deceived, they will one day see.
Such wonderful, strong vocals from Megan Montgomery and her dear mother, Judith. Now, Megan, I heard a little rumor, is it true, that you are thinking about striking out on your own and doing some solo work?
Yes, I am. I feel that God is leading me to take a new turn, a new page of the adventure of life. And so, yes, I will be stepping into solo. And I don't know what it holds yet, but I'm excited and looking forward to the future.
That really is such a great attitude. And just concerning any effort that we're making in new endeavors and just saying, Lord, whatever you have. Well, you not only write your own music, but you also sing other people's music. And here's a couple of my favorites that you've done with your mother and the Judith Montgomery family. Here's a song written by Bill Gaither, Because He Lives.
God sent him. because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's
Thanks so much, Megan, for sharing your heart and your music with us today on Mark and Friends.
Thank you very much.
Fly away.
Thanks so much for letting Mark and Friends be a part of your day. We're a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations.